Our guest in the cafe this morning is Northeast Texas author Jim Ainsworth. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jim, comments on books for us from time to time, and you do your own reviews of books in various places, right?
I do. I don't do as much as I used to. I used to regularly review Amazon and Goodreads.
And doesn't pay all that well, right?
No, it doesn't pay anything, and it's very little rewards, but it got me in the habit of now every time I read a book, I write a short review for my own benefit,
yeah.
And if I pass it on to the kids, I put it in the book, and they say, well.
Sure. Well, the book we're going to talk about today is a book called Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking by Susan Cain. And you consider yourself an introvert.
I do. I'm certain that I am one. After reading this book, it certainly confirmed that I'm an introvert. And it confirmed some things that I thought I knew about myself, but I wasn't sure mm-hmm. about.
The implication or the obvious the purpose of this book is to call attention to the value of introverts and to suggest that introverts somehow are not valued as they should be in this world.
I think that's true, especially now. And there's another book I read about the same time I read this one called The Narcissism Epidemic. And I think it was to protect, you know, because I believe there is an epidemic of narcissism. And this is to bring out that not everybody needs to be loud and out front, let's put it that way. And a lot of people, it's a disadvantage in some respects, but it's also an advantage.
You know, we have a lot of people loud and out front, don't we?
Yes, more than in my lifetime.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Well, what defines an introvert? I don't know if that's a fair question for you. I don't even know if that's addressed in this book. But in your mind, what?
Well, I think probably she doesn't. I don't know. It's someone who is shy and who's not out front, who doesn't like to really talk that much. And I just, most introverts hate small talk. That certainly fits me. Mm. It sounds bad, but I just am not good at it. I don't enjoy it, but I do enjoy deep discussions, and most introverts are like that. Not all of us are shy. I was, but I'm not shy as much anymore, but I was certainly shy as a child, but not all are not. It says in the book, for example, John Quincy Adams was the only noted introvert president. Probably wouldn't have been president if his dad hadn't been there.
That's right.
Because
of
his introvert. And I remember Coolidge sitting next to prominent social life. I can't remember who she was, probably in England. They set her next to him because she was a conversationalist. You remember this probably story. And she said, they said I couldn't get you to say three words during the whole evening meal. And he turned to her and he said, you lose.
Yeah, so, I think Coolidge would qualify.
I think he would too. He's not mentioned, but I think he would.
Yeah, he may not have been remembered by Susan Cain. We're talking with Jim Ainsworth, Northeast Texas author who comes in and talks with us about books from time to time. And this book by Susan Cain about introverts. Well, you made some comments in this review that you wrote, introverts are capable of acting like extroverts for the sake of work or the people that they love.
Yes, and in my own personal situation, I know I was called upon to make presentations, and a lot of people are. I know my first major deal probably was at a Chamber of Commerce banquet right here in Commerce. And someone asked me to speak, and I said, me? But I was able to do it without choking up, and it showed me that I could do that. And I've given hundreds of presentations since then. And it says that most introverts are afraid of public speaking, but many of them do it pretty well. So,
do you think in society that we sort of send the message that it's bad to be an introvert, especially to young kids coming up through school?
We did for a period of time in my early career, as I mentioned. You were a definite disadvantage if you didn't speak up, if you weren't really good in social situations, if you weren't good socially, if you didn't do all the things that were necessary and make really outstanding presentations. I think the society didn't necessarily discriminate against you, but there was a subtle discrimination that was there. And I I'm not saying I suffered from it, but I saw it, and as I said, I failed an exam one time, and you had an exam to see if you were. So that was a little bit of a discrimination. And I want to be sure that the message is not that you use this as an excuse or to say that we should be given extra treatment, because it's not. It just points out everybody's different, and you need to take your qualities, and you can make those qualities work for you, even if you're not an extrovert. So,
Jim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
You bet. Thank you.
Jim Ainsworth, Northeast Texas author. We've been talking about Quiet by Susan Cain, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.